You know, it's funny how some things work out and how in trying to solve one problem, you discover a whole range of other problems. Take Wallandilly Shire Council, for example. Now, late last week, we got a tip. The council was trying to shaft the local public golf course, Ant Hill Park, at Picton. The council was set to hand the lease to another organisation via a tender process. The club was convinced that for some reason it was on the nose with the council. As we now know, the council voted 8-1 on Tuesday night to extend the lease to the golf club. Now, that was after intervention by me and other people, whom I won't identify, who spoke to the council about the need to make sure that this public golf course at Picton remained where it was. The only dissenting councillor was a lady named Beverly Spearpoint. Why she'd vote against that, I'd never know, but she did, but she was unsuccessful. Yesterday, the mayor of Wallandilly, Matt Gould, took aim at me, virtually saying the lease agreement with Ant Hill was never in doubt, and my involvement was unnecessary. Really, funny that. Of course, Matt refused to speak to the club. He's never been there, apparently, in an official capacity, and appears to be, in my opinion, part of the Peter Principle problem out there. He's been promoted beyond his station in life. And that Peter Principle is very simple. You see, what happens, you get to a level in one area and you're no good at that, so they promote you to the next level where you're no good at that. You keep going until you're way beyond your level of ability. And that's where he's found himself as mayor of Wallandilly. You keep getting promoted. The fact you're not up to jobs doesn't, of course, mean you don't get promoted. People want to get rid of you and keep promoting you so they don't have to deal with you. But let's go back to October last year when the club's suspicions were first raised that they were on the nose. The council advertised the tender. They said, and Matt Gould knows this, they welcome tenders for complementary or alternate uses. So much for Ant Hill Park always being the front runner. Now, I've taken no great interest in Wallandilly Council until this Ant Hill Park Golf Club matter was raised with me. But it's amazing what you reveal when you start poking around. I started talking about this golf club. Then I heard from the United Services Union. They'd written to the Department of Local Government about accusations of bullying and intimidation by the council CEO and other members of his executive. He denies the CEO those claims, by the way. Then they claim, as do many other residents who've been in contact with me, that certain people within the Shire are operating businesses illegally. The union and residents tell me one such business is supposed to be a small farm stay, bed and breakfast, but is the scene of wedding receptions, bucks nights, hens nights, other illegal gatherings not permitted under their DA. I'm also told because of noise complaints from local residents, the local police often beat a path to their door in the early hours of the morning to tell them to shut up. They attend after noise complaints by local residents. Residents and the union claim if you're sweet with the councillors, you get away with such behaviour. There's another allegation, a councillor himself acts with impunity via having a number of illegal structures on his rural property. It's a bit like a throwback, this, to the bad old days when councils were not answerable to a local government minister or even a body like the ICAC. Well, that's about to change with the man who will be local government minister, Greg Warren, having a very close look at the way Wallandilly Council operates under the mayor, Matt Gould. Then this morning this arrives from a listener. Koala habitat being cleared in and around the Wallandilly Shire. There was a DA Ray approved in 2016, but the land has sat vacant since then. It was then sold, and the current owner also assumed the same DA, development application. The land contains grey gum and various eucalyptus trees, favoured food of koalas in southwestern Sydney. Last week, according to accusations by this emailer, Wallandilly Council approved the clearing of these trees. The owner has been working into the night clearing these trees, part of a koala habitat, the emailer claims. No doubt a rush job before the new Labor government takes control. Well, as I said, it's amazing. We've put this to council, said, do you know anything about these accusations, including the clearing of koala habitat vegetation in and around your area, including near the Warragamba catchment area? As I said, it's amazing what you turn up when you start taking a close look at a council over a single issue, like a tender process for the lease of a golf club. It appears to me, on face value, the Wallandilly Shire Council is a basket case. And I would appeal to Greg Warren, the incoming minister, when he's sworn in next week, to take a very, very close look. I think his first order of business will be to sack the Hill Shire Council. Then he could take a look at the goings-on in the Wallandilly Shire very closely.